Hi, I'm Aaron Mee, inviting you to tune in for Community Matters on Sunday morning starting at 8:30, brought to you by Lakeshore Community Services. Join us as we talk through issues that matter most to you right here in Warren. 8:30 a.m. Sunday morning, brought to you by Lakeshore Community Services on the Greatest Hits 92 Gold.
This is Community Matters on 92 Gold. If it matters to you, it's on Community Matters.
Thank you for joining me for the Community Matters program brought to you by Lakeshore Community Services on 92 Gold and 104.3 Kinzu Country. And joining me today on the Community Matters program is Wendy McQueen. And Wendy, we've talked before, and in the past when we've talked about different events that are going on here in the community. We've talked a little bit about kayaking. We've talked a little bit about other things along those lines. Now, what I'm interested to talk to you about today is a little bit of a different event. We're going to be talking about a motorcycle and a classic car dice run, and it's going to be going to benefit someone that has been here in the community their whole life, and we really need to come out for this person.
Yeah, so, absolutely. We really, really, truly do.
Should we introduce everyone that's listening here to Haley?
Yeah, absolutely. For anybody that doesn't know, Haley Clark is an absolute gemstone of a citizen and a Warrenite here in our beautiful community. She's just pure. You know, she's just beginning her beautiful life here. She comes from a long family of good people. They're honestly great. We're so blessed to have them in our community. And they never ask anything. The Clarks, and it's K-L-A-R-K, is how Clark is spelled, family history, have been in Warren for generations. They own Warren Overhead Door. And so Jamie Clark is her father, and Shannon Moore is her mother. And they both are now facing, I believe, a parent's worst nightmare. I have no idea what that kind of pain and uncertainty is like. And I pray to God that I never have to do that. But, you know, they're going through a lot right now. And right now is when our community really, really needs to stand up for them and embrace them and say, you know, what can we do to help? Let's show some love. Let's show some support. Let's just get out there. Let's really put this out there for them. So she's just beginning her adult life. You know, she's got a gorgeous life ahead of her. And we're going to do everything with our power to make sure that, you know, we try to help her out so that none of her life is interrupted by something that is so far out of her control or her family's control. This is, as many people have said, that this is uncalled for. There's no reason. And some people don't believe there's a rhyme or a reason for it. And, you know, I can't say anything on that. It's pretty intense. So I think there's something that we do have in our control, and that's to try to raise up for her.
Absolutely. So with that being said, Haley was diagnosed with a grade 4 diffuse midline glioma brain tumor.
Yes.
And it is an aggressive form, but they're aggressively fighting it, and we're asking the community now to come out and help. Be aggressive in helping to fight this. Come out and join everyone. They're going to be hosting a motorcycle and classic car dice run, and that's going to be taking place Saturday, July 23rd. It's a rain or shine event, and it's something that's big here in this community. They need it to be big. We need it to be big, and this is something that we're hoping that everyone can get involved in, because with the great roads that we have in this community to drive, with the great classic cars that we know you all have here in the community, we want to see everything out there. We want to see people be excited for this, and we want to see people embracing them just like they've embraced everyone else, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I've had a couple of my Jeep buddies reach out to me too and say, hey, what about us Jeep clubs, you know, us Jeep enthusiasts? And I sadly print off a gazillion of these flyers and registration forms already, but yes, Jeep clubs, auto clubs, motorcycle clubs, your knitting club, whoever wants to get in on this is more than welcome. I mean, we are definitely non-inclusive. We want to embrace everybody because honestly, as we said, the motto with this whole thing is that nobody in this family fights alone, and Warren is a family. Our community is a family. It's not just one sole group of people that are fighting this. We're all fighting for her.
This benefit dice run motorcycle classic car run is going to start at Bent Run Brewing Company, and that's going to be on Saturday, July 23rd. Now, that's going to be taking place. The registration is actually going to run from 9 a.m. to 10:45 or so, and that's going to be at Bent Run Brewing. So it's a really easy location for people to get to, and it's going to end over at the Eagles Club in Warren. So it's not going to be too far of a distance between the two. It's going to be a great ride for people that want to get involved involved in it, and I understand it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. The whole ride itself, I think, is around 120 miles round trip. There's 5 planned dice stops, but you're right, it does start at Bent Run, and our plan is if you pre-register and you pick the Package B option, which is $50 per participant, it includes our entry, the dice hand, a t-shirt, and these are some really gnarly t-shirts. They are just wicked tie-dye, which is what Haley's really into, and a Bent Run breakfast buffet. I mean, I think if anybody is familiar with Bent Run, you know that they do not skip on the food and the quality of the food and the atmosphere and the beverages you can purchase and the breakfast beverages. They've got all kinds of great stuff down there. And we also want to push a little bit their way, too. So they're going to have some cool gear out, help support them, you know, show some community love, because they're opening up their doors way before they usually do for their business hours to try to accommodate us, to give us a safe place to start. One really cool thing, our City of Warren Police Department is going to be joining us.
Really?
Breaking bread with us down there at the breakfast buffet, yeah.
Wow.
And a lot of these guys are coming in on their own time. Like, they're psyched about this. It's so cool. So they're going to break bread with us, and then we're all going to have Betsy Schnell. She sings beautifully. So she's going to do the Star Spangled Banner. And, like, wow. It's just going to be so amazing. And then they're going to give us a police escort out of town up to Route 59. And then they'll send us on our way once we get around. I think it's the barbecue place, Hog Wild Barbecue, mm-hmm. about somewhere around there. They'll send us on our way by ourselves. So
wow.
It's going to be amazing. I mean, just the love is going to be amazing. So, yeah, if you pick Package B, you get the breakfast. You get a lunch option at Tax-In. So real quick, we'll start at Bent Run. Mm-hmm. We'll head out to Wolf's Run Marina. And you know our location is such a gem. I mean, to have Kinzu in our backyard is really incredible. That's
it
cool.
Is.
So we're going to stop there. That'll be a dice stop. Then we'll stop at Tax Inn. After that, we'll mosey on into Kane, and we'll go to Mad Dog. Well, I had Table 105, sorry. So it's Mad Dog, and they are going to be a lot of fun to stop and visit. They're opening their doors to us, too. And then everybody knows Cougar Bob's. That's going to be a stop. You got to stop. You got to kiss the moose. You got to buy your tickets. Roll that dice, take a chance, and just have a really great time. And then we'll come back up through Tidiu, up along 62, and go back to the Eagles Club and kick off the big benefit from there. So besides having an awesome ride, you then get to go back and really show some love and support, possibly win some great prizes. You know, we've got all kinds of different raffles. And, I mean, we just got some really cool, cool stuff planned for this.
So the way that I understand it, then, you're going to get ready and do the registration probably between 9 and, you know, 10:30 or so.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to leave Bent Run. You've got about 130 miles or so. And then you're coming back. And there's going to be a big celebration once you get back?
Yep, absolutely. We have the bottom half of the Eagles Club reserved. And it's right there on the river. I'm hoping it's going to be a gorgeous, sunny, hot day. I mean, we can chill. There'll be some finger foods provided. You know, we're hoping to show some love to the Eagles Club, too, for welcoming us. And people will support them by buying dinners, extra beverages, and anything else to support them.
What I'm excited to be able to talk to you about with this is hearing about this. It's something that I'd love to get involved with. It's something that I think is very exciting, and I think that everyone else should be involved in. How do people get signed up ahead of time? How do you pre-sign up?
All right, so the easiest way I found is, honestly, if you go to our Facebook page and you literally type in Hauling for Haley, it's a benefit motorcycle and classic car dice run, you'll pull up our group page, and you'll pull up our event page. So just, you know, pull them up, look through it, scroll down. Both forms are on there, our pre-registration form and the flyer. So that way, if you have any questions, you can look through it. And you'll notice there are 2 registration packages available. We wanted to give 2 options. So package A is $25 per participant, and that includes your entry fee, dice hand, and a t-shirt. Like I said, these t-shirts are pretty wicked, so make sure you sign up for at least that. Package B is the $50 per participant, and that includes the entry, dice hand, t-shirt, Bent Run breakfast buffet, and lunch at Tax Inn. So there's a couple different options there I think that will suit everybody. You can do cash, I can meet up with people here in Warren, or eventually once my volunteers, we have our first meeting Monday, we'll get that figured out to have people in the outer communities to meet up, or you can mail them to myself at 340 South Main Street in Russell, PA. That's 16345. Mail me your forms, jot down your t-shirt size on it because I suck and did not put that on there.
Hey, that's fair. Just write it down on the form when you submit it, and that way you know what size t-shirt you're going to be getting, and you're going to want them. They're really cool looking. It's definitely something that you're going to want to show that you're involved in, and I think that that's going to just add to it for everyone now. So it's really going to be a lot of fun, and I'm glad that there's going to be plenty of ways that people can get signed up ahead of time. So the thing that I'm excited for, you mentioned you have a Facebook page, so people can stay up to date and kind of get reminders as they're getting closer, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've always bucked technology. I've never been friends with it. And now I'm finding out that, you know what, when you put it to a good use for something, for a good cause, for a great person, great family, the sky is the limit with it. The limit is my ineptibility to figure it out, but I have a lot of friends that are helping me along the way. So bear with me with my little hiccups here and there that way. But, you know, we do Venmo, we do PayPal, that's listed on there. On the forms, sign up. We have a deal going on now where the first 100 people that pre-register with payment are entered in for a $100 quick fill gas card.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so get in there. I mean, we all know, and I felt kind of bad saying like a dice run, you know, with the prices the way they are. But I mean, honestly, I can't think of a better way to spend money and go see some beautiful sights, see some beautiful people, get out there, show some love than to do this.
Well, and that's the thing. When you have the beautiful sites that we have here around this area, northwestern Pennsylvania, Warren County in particular, it is just some of the best ways to see it are just on the beautiful roads. You look at 59, you look at the Kinzu Road, you look at like all of the different traveling routes that you have. The roads down to, you know, through Kane over to Mad Dog, they're going to be beautiful. I cannot wait. So
absolutely.
Make sure that you all get signed up ahead of time. Make sure that you've got a good chance at trying to win that gift card there because, hey, you could cover your entire fuel cost and more. So
worth it. And make sure you check out our page because we've had the t-shirts come up. I just spoke with some really great folks today about those. Jamestown Rubber Stamp is doing that. And those shirts are being sponsored by AMP Transport as well as Fox and Sons. So thank you to those guys. I mean, that's kind of a big thing to take on, and they didn't even blink. They're just fantastic. So really, really huge thanks to them. And then we just picked up an online store order, which is posted on our page because I can't find my business card that I thought I had on me. But there's a young lady here in town who has offered to open up a shop to do some really fun custom gear like koozies and bandanas, you know, some fun little things. And maybe some people are like, you know what, I can't attend, I live too far away, I have something else, a prior commitment that day, and I can't go. And they've been asking me, what else can I do, how do I get my hands on some cool stuff and still support? This will be a great way to support. It's gonna be an awesome store. And then maybe you'll be like, you know what, I want to go, I'll get the t-shirt, but that's not really my style. There'll be other options, you know. You'll take the t-shirt, maybe give it to someone you know that loves it and gets your hands on some other gear and help support Haley. It'll be cool.
Absolutely. So with that being said, it's a really great event that's going to be taking place again Saturday, July 23rd. And so with that being said, check it out on Facebook. It's Hauling for Haley, and we're looking forward to seeing it. So Wendy, thank you for taking the time to join me today to go through this. I'm really glad that we could talk about it, and I'm glad that we're able to highlight this.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Definitely glad to get this exposure out there for them.
Absolutely.
Lakeshore Community Services is doing it again, paying you great wages to work at Erie's best social service agency. Our new sign-on bonus is $2,700. That's right, $2,700. And only high school or GED required to qualify. Apply today and start at $15.60 an hour. Great pay, great job, making a difference. Find out more and apply at lakeshorecs.org. That's lakeshorecs.org. Lakeshore Community Services. Community Matters on 92 Gold.
Thank you for joining me for the Community Matters program on 92 Gold and 104.3 Kinzu Country. And joining me today on the Community Matters program is Monica from the Warren County Victim Impact Panel. And we're going to be learning all about the Victim Impact Panel, and we're going to be talking about their upcoming golf scramble today. So thank you for joining me today, Monica.
Thank you.
What is the Warren County Victim Impact Panel?
So the Victim Impact Panel is a group of people who have been negatively impacted by drunk driving. Whenever somebody is arrested for a drunk driving incident, they are ordered by the court to go to a panel where they have to sit and listen to various stories from people who have had things happen negatively. It doesn't necessarily have to result in a horrifying death, which has happened, but anything negative. So if you've been just hit by a drunk driver, if you've been even drunk driving yourself and have had something negatively impact, then we are also looking for people to speak to the drunk drivers. The people that have been doing it every year, they do them usually 2 to 3 times a year. They've been doing them for a long time, and I think they need a break. So we need some new voices and some different people speaking.
The ways that people can be impacted by drunk and impaired driving really can extend when you look at if someone were to be in an accident and cause, you know, someone else to be injured, those effects can go to that person's family and to their relatives and friends. Like, it really can have far-reaching effects.
Yes, it can. And, you know, we have one person who tells their story because their child died, but the person that was driving lived. And how would you like to live your whole life knowing that that happened? You know, and I think it would greatly impact people if she would tell her side of it, because that was her best friend.
Some of these stories really are just crazy to hear about, and they're really unfortunate. And the goal really with these stories is to move the people that you're telling them. And it's tough because these people have all been impacted for a long time by what's happened. And like you said, it does have to be really tiring for these people to tell these stories so often, which is why if more people would choose to speak up about these things and the way that they can negatively or the way they have negatively impacted, it could be beneficial then, right?
Yes, very much so. And even like a couple of the people, their situation happened like 30 years ago, and still they can't really talk about it because it still is so painful to them, you know, and that's really very heart-wrenching when you sit and you listen to their story. 30 years later, they're still having a really hard time talking about it.
Are you like a group that'll get together for other events as well?
Yes. So I just took over in February from the lady who was the coordinator before. She had some health issues and had to step down. So this is all new to me, but sometimes we do basket raffles. We do the golf tournament, and our end goal is to collect money because we give scholarships to one senior from each high school every year. And that's what the money goes for.
You mentioned the golf scramble a little bit. Now, with that, I understand the golf scramble is going to be coming up in July. And where's it going to be taking place? And how do people get involved?
It takes place on July 24th at the Jackson Valley Country Club. And we have a Facebook page, the Victim Impact Panel Facebook page, that has the information on there, but I also put it on my own as well. And they can also email me at work or through the Victim Impact Panel to get the information. It's a 4-person team, and we trying to get sponsors. So a couple months ago, I sent letters and information to various businesses around town trying to get some sponsorship money because there are prizes involved. You know, like Quickfill's really good, or the United Refining Company, they sent us some gift cards. So those will be put into the prize bucket. So whatever anybody wants to help with, but the panel start or the golf scramble starts at 9 a.m. and it's 260 per team. So you have four people, so it's 65 a person.
That's really not bad. And from what I understand, it's a really good opportunity because it's going to be all day, you know, being out there in the sun and stuff like that. And I understand that they're going to have an opportunity. You guys are going to do food at the end, right?
Correct. So our plan is to have hot dogs at the turnaround. So when they get to that point, they can have hot dogs and drinks. And then at the end, then they're going to have a little meal that Jackson Valley is preparing.
I think that'd be a great opportunity. I think Jackson Valley is a great golf course here in Warren County, and it's a lot of fun. And I think that that would be a good opportunity for a lot of other people to get out and contribute to the victim impact panel, because like you mentioned, it is nice that you have scholarships that you are giving to, you know, one senior from each of the local high schools. So it's nice.
Yes. And Jackson Valley, Joe is the person that I've worked with, and he's been so helpful because I have no clue about anything with golf. So he's been helping me with that on that end. So it should be fun.
What I'm curious about is, yeah, if people do want to sign up and get involved, you have a Facebook page that people can check out. And what would that be?
It's the Victim Impact Panel of Warren.
Okay. Now on that Facebook page, are people able to get the information for the golf scramble right there if they'd like to sign up?
Yes. There is a sign up sheet that you can print off your computer. They can message us through there, or they could also message me at my job because I work at the courthouse. So it kind of all ties in because I work in probation. So.
People have plenty of opportunities right now to get signed up and get an opportunity to join this. And hopefully you guys have a great turnout this year. Hopefully it's bigger than last year and it continues to grow year after year.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you for listening to Community Matters. If you have any questions, inquiries, or suggestions, feel free to reach out at warrenradio.com and click contact.
Hi, I'm Aaron Mee, and I'm inviting you to tune in to Community Matters Sunday morning starting 8:30 a.m. brought to you by Lakeshore Community Services. Join us as we talk through the issues that matter to you right here in Warren at 8:30 a.m. Sunday morning brought to you by Lakeshore Community Services on Warren's Country Station, 104.3 Kinzu Country.